Greetings, everybody. This is Michael. You can contact me through www.tiktok.net. That's my website where I offer 200 free stories. And you can subscribe to a send out where when we publish stories, we send them out to you. High quality, good, solid base stories. And today I'd like to create this podcast concerning this program called DSpeech. It's a TTS program, which is a text-to-speech program. Now, I'm using JAWS, so I'm going to be having some clicking and maybe some irritating sounds here and there. So please bear with me. There are many text-to-speech programs out there, and there will probably be a bunch more coming out pretty soon. I've experimented and purchased 3-4 different ones. Several of them I don't even like. They're too complicated work, and I paid good money for them. One was called Natural Talk or something like that. It was about $100. Came with two voices. Didn't like it. Not user-friendly whatsoever. But this text allowed and this DSpeech are very accessible to blind users and to partially sighted individuals. They're pretty good programs. And I'd like to get out of this one thing right now. Get out of that. And then we'll go to this website.
DSpeech left paired by Demio alt tab. Demio apostrophe S tools dash windows enter alt tab. Magic dash default alt tab. DSpeech left paired by Demio right paired dash G colon backslash data backslash new backslash part one dot dot. DSpeech left paired by Demio right paired dash G colon backslash data backslash.
That's the program itself. That's up on the screen. And it's a very nice program. It sits well on the screen. It's a full screen program. Very nice large screen. Of course, I use a large monitor, plus I use Magic and JAWS, so that all helps. But it's very simple to get around in. But I would like to go to his website, and his name is Demio, D-I-M-I-O. You could do a Google search, and the website I think he has is, you know, of course, the HTTP. It's alt DIMIO dot ALTERVISTA dot org slash. Okay, that's something along those lines as address. You could do a Google search and come up with it. You can put it DSpeech, and it's D as in dynamic, S-P-E-E-C-H, all one word, DSpeech. And his name is Demio, and you can put in a TTS, and you'll find it. It's offered on several different sites as a free download. Okay?
Alt tab, Demio apostrophe S tools dash Windows Internet Explorer. Demio apostrophe S tools dash Windows Internet Explorer.
Okay, I'm going to, hopefully this is set up properly where I can just get right into it.
Speech.
He's got four or five programs as he's created. I've talked to this gentleman several times, and I will say one thing is that the help menu on his program is not all that great. And he explained to me that when he was in the university there somewhere, he created his program, and he since went to work, and he never had a chance to really develop the help program. So I emailed him a bunch of times and asked him to help me go through the menus, because there's a bunch of stuff on there that is not explained. And even to this day, I don't know what it is, because I don't use everything. So anyhow, if you download this program, you can experiment around with it, but we will go through, and I will get into some of the features here, but I'm going to let JAWS read these features for you.
Speech DSpeech is a TTS text-to-speech program with functionality of ASR automatic speech recognition integrated. It is able to read aloud the written text and choose the sentences to be pronounced based upon the vocal answers of the user. It is specifically designed to quickly and directly provide the functions and improve practical usefulness that are requested by this kind of program. In the meantime, the invasiveness and resource consumption is minimal. DSpeech does not install itself, is very light, starts in a second, and doesn't write anything to the registry. Some notable features of DSpeech are: 1. Allows you to save the output as a WAV, MP3 or OGG file. 2. Allows you to quickly select different voices, even combine them, or juxtapose them, in order to create dialogues between different voices. 3. DSpeech integrates a vocal recognition system that, through a simple script language, allows you to create interactive dialogues with the user. 4. Allows you to configure the voices in an independent way. 5. Thanks to Appositages, it allows you to dynamically change the features of the voices during the playback speed, volume, and frequency, to insert pauses, emphasize specific words, or even to spell them out. 6. Allows you to capture and reproduce the content of the clipboard. 7. DSpeech is compatible with all Vocal Engine SAPI 4, 5 compliant. 8. AI dialogue system. Not really useful, but amusing. It does not work in every language. Bullet listen a sample of dialogue. Escape.
Okay, that sort of gives you about 8 features, what it does. And there's a thing on here that will read. And now these voices that is reading, one of the voices is a La Quinta voice, super nice quality. And I stress anybody wanting to get into this MP3 conversion and making and reading with these voices, you get your high-end voices, your quality voices, and those are usually your 22 megahertz voices. And if you go to his site here, he's got 4 or 5 different places where you can go get these voices. I think I bought mine through NextUp, and they have a link there that takes you to all these different places where you go buy your voice. They run about $30 a piece, and I think I got probably 15 different voices that I collected through the years. And some of them are pretty bad. I got some kids' voices and what have you on there. But the La Quinta voices are super quality. I mean, like, really good. And I'm trying to figure out where I can get those right now. I'm having a hard time to find where you can buy them. It's really ridiculous. They're in business, and they don't really make it easy for you to get.
Tab, speech sample, link.mp3, visited link.
Okay, here's a speech sample through DSpeech, and this is the explanation. It gives you some sound voices on here, some different voices.
Enter. Windows Media Player.
What's DSpeech?
DSpeech is a text-to-speech program. With the DSpeech, you can let the PC pronounce sentences, you can create dialogues with different voices and save the result as a file wave or MP3.
But the voices are included in the program.
No, the voices are a separate thing and they are to be downloaded and installed apart. Windows gives a voice, Microsoft Sam, but this is not at all so good.
Okay, but I think it will not be so bad.
Well, then listen and tell me.
Hello, I'm Microsoft Sam.
Okay, I understand now what you mean. Obviously I must download some other voices. But I asked me, for all the voices to be paid.
No, not all the voices are to be paid, but of course only the best ones.
How can I know the voices I download are compatible with DSpeech?
DSpeech supports all vocal engines, SAPI 4 and SAPI 5 based.
If you have further questions, you can email to Demio.
Okay, I'll get out of here now. Now we're going to go.
Windows Internet Explorer. Speech sample link.
We're going to go right to the program.
Top of 5. Old Blind Sarah and the Village Late Walkers Explain.
Okay, that's a story I have, and I wrote a play. I've written some plays before, and this is just an excerpt out of there. But I'd like to go through the program itself. Okay, it's on screen. I have it set up as an icon on my desktop. Boom, you hit it. It loads in like 3 seconds, because again, it's a standalone program. It doesn't involve getting involved in your registry, which is really good because it does not interfere with anything else you're running. It could sit in the background and you could work with it. The only thing is, what I do is I create my stories or my articles in Word, okay? And I've learned how to manipulate those stories and put pauses and the proper punctuation in the stories. Then what I do is I cut this, copy the story out of there. I exit out of Word. You don't have to, but I do because I don't. It basically says to sort of shut down all your other programs when you're making an MP3 or burning CDs or what have you. So I just got in the habit of doing it. Then I come into this program and I just paste it in here and the story comes up and it's pretty well prepared because there's a lot more useful editing things inside Word that I can use much faster. This can be used as an editing program, but it's not that efficient as Word would be, of course. So by just using the tab key, once the thing's up, I'll go through here.
Tab, speak button.
Speak button. There's hit enter right there, and it'll start speaking.
Tab, pause button.
Pause if you're reading along, phone rings or what have you, and hit the pause or whatever.
Tab, speak from cursor button.
Speak from cursor. That's a needed thing because you could be five pages into an article, and if you hit like the F5 key, it starts at the top again, and you got to work your way all the way back down. Or you hit F9, and it brings you starts reading right where the cursor is, or where you left off. Or you can read a sentence at a time, or what have you. So that's a pretty neat little feature there.
Tab, speak previous line button.
If you have to go over a line, you're learning something, or you want to get the stats out of there.
Tab, speak current line button. Current line button. Tab, speak next line button.
Next line.
Tab, start ASR checkbox not checked.
ASR, that's ASR speech recognition. I think that's what that is like if you have a microphone plugged in here and you could actually speak and it'll come out text, but you have to have a program that works along with it. I don't know if it does it exactly in here. I've never tried it. But does have that feature.
Tab, get clipboard checkbox not checked.
Get clipboard. I don't have that checked, but what happens, you can bring your clipboard up, and let's say you have three or four things stored on there, and you can pick out whatever you want and download it right into here.
Tab, start the recording graphic 708 button.
Okay, start recording. That means you can record right into this through your microphone by speaking into it once you have your microphone and everything set up. Okay, for instance, if you have a news article or some kind of article that you brought in and you want to make a comment on it, you could put comment and then actually insert your own voice in there. I do it a different way. I actually create a file on my Olympus 40, which I'm using right now. Save it, and I'll perfect it, you know, make a comment, and then I'll put it under a certain file. And then when I'm ready for it, I do an insert process here, and I'll insert that MP3 file right into my document. So the program will be reading along, and then it'll say comment, and then it'll actually have my voice on it. I'll make a comment on there, and then it'll go right on to continue to reading in the regular voice. Okay?
Tab, show character checkbox not checked.
Show characters.
Tab, internet links checkbox not checked.
Internet links, and those will just show up.
Tab, voice combo box, scans off Tom Fool 22KHZ 20 of
22. Alright, this lists your voice right here. I can go through the voices by hitting the down or up arrow key. If I had 20 voices on here, which I think I do, yeah, I can go through any one of them and just continue to read, and it'll take off with that voice.
Tab, audio format combo box, 22KHZ 16-bit mobile.
That just tells about the voice itself.
Tab, audio output combo box, sound max.
Same thing about the voice and its output.
Tab, font select combo box, times new.
You can change the fonts in here in case you ever want to save this article and print it out. You can set the font size.
Size combo box 12. Tab options when press enter comma read the line checkbox not checked.
I don't use that because I do a lot of editing and I use the enter key quite a bit and it would just interfere with my work.
Tab options show tracking checkbox not checked.
All right, show these are different options. Show
tab,
tracking
volume.
Right here you could set your volume. Or you can use keyboard strokes, which we'll get into in a little while.
Tab, speed.
Speed.
Tab, pitch.
Pitch. Not every voice has a pitch setting. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Tab, edit.
Editing. Okay.
Old Blind Sarah and the Village Late Walkers exclaim.
Now, I could show you how this works, how it reads right now, but I want to go through the menus in this program to show you. For you years, learn, you know, to help learn the program, and it's accessible, and you hit your Alt-F.
Alt-F, menu.
Okay, it brings up your file menu.
File menu, new control plus W.
Okay, new, and it tells you the keystroke, control plus W. Like, let's say, if I wanted to start a complete new file, bring up a new article or something here, I would just hit that. It would blop that out of there, wipe it out, you know, just set it aside, and the screen would be blank, and then I could either start typing, or I can hit control O and bring up a new file in here to work on.
Open dot 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 control plus O.
That's what I was talking. Open. If you hit that, you go through like your open menu. It has all the settings, you know, last file, recent files, and you keep hitting the tab. You could do everything with the tab key. That's what's nice about this. You might have to hit that tab key 7 or 8 times to get down where you want, and then you hit your right and left arrow key and get to the exact file you want, and then you hit enter and it'll load that. And we'll get into that a little bit later.
Open URL dot 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 control.
Open URL. You can go to a website and it'll read for you.
Append dot dot dot.
Append. I've never used this, but I think what it is it. I think it can put two articles or combine two things together.
Batch conversion. Dot, dot,
batch conversion. Everybody knows what that is. You can go to a folder, and if you've got 10 files there, you can convert them all at the same time. You highlight them, I guess.
Save text file.
Save text file. Basically, once you create a file, it'll save it as a text file.
Save text file as dot 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 control.
Or you have a text file, and then you could save it as something different than an actual text file.
Save WAV, comma, MP3, ROGUS, dot, 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 control, plus shift,
that's your conversion key. And basically what that does is once you, let's say you're working on an article or story and you want to really, so you do all your punctuation and get it set to read the way you want it to read and what have you. I always save it as a text file first. And it'll save right back from where you're setting, like I have a thing called audio, and then audio new and what have you. And when I'm working on a file, when I load it in here, basically I it'll save it right back there. So it'll be like let's say lightning.doc. And if I save it as a text file, it'll save it right in there as lightning.txt. If I save it as an MP3, it'll be right there in the same folder as lightning.mp3 or a wave, however you want to save it. But I recommend it always, when you bring up our and you start working on it, you save it as a text file to begin with, because your work could get lost if you have a lockup or a shutdown or something goes wrong. And basically, next time you bring it up, all your work, especially if you're working on larger articles, what have you.
Exit,
of course. Keep
new control plus W.
Back to the top. Now hit the right arrow key.
Edit menu. Select all, control plus A.
Edit menu. Have your basic. Select all.
Cut control plus
cut.
A. Copy control.
Copy.
Plus paste.
Paste.
Plus B. Delete character.
Delete character.
Find or control plus F.
Find.
Replace control plus R.
Replace.
Apply conversion table dot dot dot. Apply conversion table dot dot dot.
A conversion table is basically how you want your document converted. You can change it right there.
Apply default conversion table.
Default conversion. I use that basically.
Remove inappropriate return carriages. Remove inappropriate return carriages.
That's if you bring an article or something up and, you know, it has a lot of oddball, hard back spacings and stuff like that. Hit that and that makes a correction so your program reads pretty nice.
Word wrap check.
Word wrap.
Select all, control plus A.
Back to the top.
Options menu. Run with idle priority checked.
Run with idle priority. What that is for instance, if you're doing an MP3 conversion, you can go to other programs and there shouldn't be any problem. I help that. I think that what I was told by this guy, it helps you know, make all your programs run okay, and you could go ahead and use, you can go to another program without interfering with what's going on in this particular program.
Auto bookmarks.
Auto bookmarks, when you put in bookmarks.
Auto load last open file at startup checked.
All right. That sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know why, but basically when you boot up a program, it opens up your last previous article should appear, and you can go right to work on it.
Configure voices independently.
Configure voices independently means that you, let's say if you have five different voices that you use, you can have your female voice speak slow or higher pitch or fast or whatever. You save that, and when you use that voice, it'll remember how you made the settings. So if you want to use different characters inside your story or however.
Customize voice and quoted text, dot, dot, dot.
Okay, quoted voice. TextLoud has most of this too, where you can, even JAWS has this, where everything inside of quotes, you can put a specific voice, different from your reading voice.
RGS validity for current line only.
Current line, you can work with your current line. It does, I think that's like if you do headings and stuff like that, you can have it read different, even spell it out or whatever you want.
Always save audio with max volume checked.
All right, I like this feature. Save your article with your maximum voice sound. And the reason why is because a lot of times you'll be reading and you'll turn the sound down a little bit. But when you go to, if you don't remember, you go to burn your CD, whatever, and the thing's real low. And you, what the heck? You got to go back and do it again. So I always just have it set, because you can always turn down your CD player if it's loud, but it comes out real nice that way.
Set ASR options, dot, dot, dot.
ASR options, that's again speech recognition thing.
Use SAPI 4 voices.
Use SAPI 4. I do not recommend SAPI 4, but if that's all you got, go for it. Most of them are free on the internet. You can pick them up for free. But you heard that Sam one. That's terrible.
Use SAPI 5 voices, check.
SAPI voices, 5. Totally recommend those and higher quality as they come out.
Audiobook creation sub-menu.
Audiobook sub-creation, and I think you load an audiobook in here and you work with it in that category.
Accessibility option sub-menu.
Accessibility doesn't have a lot in there, but there's a couple things in there.
Select default conversion table sub-menu.
Select default conversion, basically. It's set up to convert your files at a certain speed under certain compression, and basically that's what I use. You have to sort of be into all that stuff to know that I don't.
Select AI personality submenu.
Select AI personality. That's alternative intelligent something personality. What that is, there are files set up in here that we're going to work with LaQuinta voices when I get those. And, it goes from A to Z, and there's maybe about 50 things, and it'll go, ah, or ha, 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 or oh, or wow, or whatever. And what that does is you can set those words into your story or article, whatever, and it creates like a personality within your voice. Now, that's one good thing about the LaQuinta voices. They're supposedly have a personality to them and really sound lifelike, where some of these other voices are pretty well computerized. A couple good voices on there. I think Daniel and Tom and Samantha are probably the three best SAPI 5 voices that I have found. There's Dave, Walter, and a couple others. But when you get anything below the 22 megahertz, it's you're losing quality and pronunciation. Now, if you're just reading stuff yourself, hey, no problem. But if you're doing files, creating things for other people to listen to on a CD, humorous stuff or telling jokes or telling stories or even letters, you sort of want a quality voice. And some words they pronounce you, and you have settings to work on that particular word, which we'll sort of get into a little bit later.
Language selection submenu.
Language selection, that's what that is. Select different languages.
Select MP3 compression submenu.
MP3 compression, different compression rates.
Auto select voice dash specific audio format checked.
That's, you set your voice to read. I think I got this one set for Daniel all the time, but you can change it on the fly, which is pretty cool in this program.
Save settings on exit checked.
You want that, you make all these different settings, and it'll save those settings, so when you come back, you don't have to redo them.
Run with idle priority checked.
Okay, we're back at the top. We're going one more to the right.
Help menu, shortcut list.
Again, like I said, not a lot of good help menus, but when you download this, you get a text file. It has the manual on there. Not a lot of detail. It doesn't go through everything. And when I emailed him, he says, well, you sort of have to experiment around. Some of these actually work with plugins. And I think if I bugged him enough, he would come through with an explanation on everything. He did give me an explanation on most of them. And a lot of the stuff you will not use unless you really get into this program.
Support with donations, ..
Support with donations, of course. There's an address where you can, I think, just post some monies to him through into his account. I think there's a PayPal button there, too.
About DSpeech.
About DSpeech. You know, it tells the version and all that stuff.
Shortcut list.
Okay, shortcut list. Now, I'm going to let Jaws read this. I'll try and slow it down, but you'll get an idea. Just does all the F key, short key, shortcut keys.
Enter, leaving menus, shortcut list dialog, F1 equals go to edit box period, F4 equals pause dash resume period, F5 equals speak dash stop period, F6 or alt plus up equals speak previous line period, F7 or alt plus left equals speak current line period, F8 or alt plus down equals speak next line period, F9 or alt plus right equals speak from cursor period, F11 equals switch to previous voice period, F12 equals switch to next voice period, F11 plus shift equals switch to first voice period, F12 plus shift equals switch to last voice period, escape equals stop period, alt plus 1 equals decrease volume period, alt plus 2 equals increase volume period, alt plus 3 equals decrease speed period, alt plus 4 equals increase speed period, alt plus 5 equals decrease pitch period, alt plus 6 equals increase pitch period, okay button.
Okay.
Enter, edit.
Now, we'll get into the program. That's pretty well all the keys and the menus, and it's very simple, and you can have fun with it. Now again, Text Aloud has a lot of the same features, but this one has a few extras. And like it says,
top of 5, all blank.
We're going to go to the top here. I'm going to show you.
Enter.
Okay, now if I just hit F5 here, which I usually use the F keys, watch.
F5. Old Blind Sarah and the Village Lake Walkers, Part 1. Long back when time was made of nothing less than hardship and nations were reaching out for greater glory.
Escape.
Okay, that started reading right at the top. Okay, now let's say I wanted to make this a little bit more interesting. What I would do is... I would right-click up on that, or on a JAWS, you hit...
right mouse button, context menu, English left parent, USA right parent, sub-menu.
You hit the context menu key, okay, and then you...
English left parent,
English,
right. Spanish, left parent, Spanish left parent, Mexico right parent, sub-menu.
You can make it talk Spanish, but it's not printed in Spanish. It's sort of like maybe speaking in tongues or something.
Other countries, sub-menu.
Other countries, and whatever you have in there, never mess with it.
Insert special tags, sub-menu.
Special tags. You can put special things in there, which are special tags. And that's, for instance, if you wanted to spell a word, it'll spell the word out. If you wanted to emphasize the word or make an effect on that word, that's where you would put those special tags on a word.
Insert custom tags, sub-menu.
And I see that one also does it.
No. Insert keyword sub-menu.
All right, keyword. Okay, so here we go. It opens another menu.
Speak TXT, run file, ..
Run file, and it'll actually insert another file in here. And, you know, if it's reading an article long, it'll stop and start reading that file and then go right back to the article.
Speak TXT file, ..
Speak the TXT file.
Play WAV or MP3 file, ..
Okay, this is the one I want. Now, it took me a while to figure all this out because there was no direction, so you have to experiment around with this. So, what I want to do is I want to insert an MP3 file right here.
Enter, leaving menus, open sound file, .. Dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, 0 items, tab, files of type, colon, combo,
tab,
box, tab, open as red, tab, open button, tab, cancel button, tab, look at colon,
tab,
combo, tab, toolbar of one,
tab,
button, tab, button, toolbar my recent documents, button, tab, folder view, list view, not selected number 32, immediate.mp3, 1 of 5,
okay.
Not selected number 32, immediate.mp3.
Okay, there's an MP3 file. And let's say I want to insert that file. You can insert any kind of file you want here. You can insert a 10-minute introduction of music or a talk or introductory or whatever. We're going to insert this one here, though. And you just hit enter once you find the MP3 file or WAV file you want to put in there.
Enter, edit.
Okay. Now, when I start up this article by hitting F5, let's see what happens.
F5. Black number play quote G colon backslash data backslash new backslash.
Old Blind Sarah and the Village Lake Walkers, Part 1. Long back when time was made of nothing.
Okay, now let's see what I can do with this.
Top of file, number play home. Selected. Number play quote G colon backslash data backslash.
It tells you what file's there.
Copied selection.
Okay, now I copied that. Now let's...
Blank. Old Blind Sarah and the Village Late Walkers exclaim. Blank.
Now let's say I wanted to put it right there.
Paste it from clipboard.
Now let's see what happens. I'll go back up to the top.
Top of file. Home.
Now you could do that. You can put one music cut or wherever you want between, let's say you had jokes. Let's say you have 50 jokes there and you every 5 jokes you have a different music cut. Let's see what happens on this one.
F5.
Old Blind Sarah and the Village Lake Walkers.
See? Okay. So basically...
Part 1. Long back when time was
okay.
Made of nothing less
now
than
now check this out. As it's reading...
Out for greater glory, there existed
you can
a peaceful
hit
mountain village named Nijeska.
F12.
It lay nestled along the ever
or F11. F11 will take you backwards through the voices.
F11.
Scan soft Samantha full 22 kilohertz.
Okay, that's Samantha.
F11.
Scan soft Paulina full...
That's a Spanish F11. Voice.
Scan softly full 22
okay,
kilohertz.
Okay, there's Lee. Now, I don't want to start completely over, so I want to read right from where I left off, okay?
F9.
This tranquil village of Majesta stood quiet alongside the Great Lake 7. Unexpectedly and most unfairly, it would soon become another.
Okay, let's say I want to change that voice.
Struggles of changing
I just hit that
and man's
F11.
F11.
Scan soft Karen full 22 kHz.
There's Karen.
F11.
Scan soft Jill full 22 kHz.
That's Jill. She's okay. Let's see what she. Let's go.
F11.
Scan soft Emily full 22 kHz.
F11.
Crystal.
There's Crystal.
F11.
Microsoft Sam.
That's terrible, Sam.
F11.
Lernatinhomsky Michelle.
Michelle.
F11.
Lernatinhomsky Michael.
That's Michael.
F11.
Castro Whispery.
I use those for kids' stories and...
F11.
That's a yelling voice. Shouty.
F11.
Duchess.
Sort of a mystery voice.
F11.
Rich 16.
He sounds like he's constipated.
F11.
Ray 16.
Now Ray 16. Now that's 16 megahertz. That's not a bad voice for that. And let's see what he sounds like reading from this point on.
F9.
This news came to be most unwelcome to the humble mountain people.
Now he's talking slow.
4 years earlier, they had
now,
been driven
probably the way I got the voice set up
by this same ruthless
hitting
government. And had been forced into this rocky land of mountains. Over the years, they had not only survived these hardships.
That's slowing them down.
Hard work, managed to carve out a sustaining life from off the rugged land, and had built for themselves a life of peace and stability. They had come to know freedom. And through their great struggles found liberty from the brutal wings of government and its corrupt ideology.
F11.
I don't like that.
Mike.
Okay, let's go back to... Now you hit by 12, you go through the other way.
F12.
Ray 16.
F12.
Rich.
F12. F12. F12.
Microsoft.
F12.
Crystal.
Crystal is one of the free voices I think you get with purchasing some of these programs. I think Mike and Crystal, and just for your own...
F9.
However, the demands of this distant government were back again, with personal messengers of this are carrying required taxes, regulations, and further warnings.
That's odd.
The villagers knew that if they refused these
Beta.
Commands, they would be counted enemies of the state, therefore subject to the government's harsh punishments and the military's sharp sword. Once again,
she's really getting slow there.
Worry grew among the villagers.
That's terrible.
The subject...
Escape.
get back to my good old voice here.
F12.
Scansoft Emily Full.
F12.
Scansoft.
F12.
Scansoft Jill Full 20.
F12.
Scansoftly Full 22KHZ.
F12.
Scansoft Bow.
F12.
Scansoft Samantha Full.
F12.
Scansoft Tom Full 22 kilohertz.
F12.
That's weird. Wonder how. Oh, my dad.
W Kate.
There's Scansoft Tom Full 22 kilohertz.
Okay, so anyhow, you could see by playing around with that. Now, I probably don't know why that speed increase doesn't work. What it's supposed to is probably because I have those voices set up or I did something in JAWS with that. But that can easily be remedied if you sort of look at this. Now, remember, I brought this up as a doc. This is a doc document, okay? Now, if I had done a lot of work on this, this is probably about 4 or 5 pages. I would save this as a text file, so all the work I did would be saved. And then basically what you do is you just hit, you know, you go into your file and you hit your conversion key, MP3 WAV OGG file, and boom, a little beep comes up and it starts converting. It would take probably about 3 minutes to convert this, maybe 2 to 3 minutes to convert this 4 or 5 pages over. Saves it back into the folder where it originated from. There are some other features on this which are pretty neat little things. Like I said, if you wanted to emphasize a particular word.
Early in the Great Lakes, even the and the Great Lake. Sivan, space S.
Okay, for Sivan instance, selected. It's called Lake Sivan, but its sound, it spells out 7. Okay, now, if I wanted to explain or spell that word out with this program, I would hit, you know, my right mouse key and bring up the context. I'd go down to custom tags, one of those tag ones, and hit enter. Another menu would come up, and there's I can emphasize that word. I can make it loud when it got to Lake Sivan, you know, or Lake Sivan, or it would spell it out. And what I like to do sometimes is when I'm in explaining something, I go, "Hey, did you get that? Let's get that a little bit better." And this word is spelled, and I'll actually highlight the word, go into that, and hit enter. It tags it. So when it gets the words, this word is spelled S-E-V-A-N. And then it just continues to read. Okay? So there's some features in here. Because Text Aloud has a few of these things too. These are pretty simple to work with. Again, I stress, emphasize quality voices. Like I said, if you went to Next Up or this, even this on Demio's ultravista.org site there, he actually has links to where you can purchase these different voices. Now, I totally recommend higher quality voices and that you listen carefully. If you have the money to buy 50 voices or 10 voices, that's fantastic. If you're limited in funds and you got to be careful what you purchase, you make sure that you purchase a voice you're comfortable with and that does a good pronunciation, and some of them do better than others. Like I said, out of all the voices I got, I used Daniel, I used Samantha as my female voice, and I use Tom. And I use those for different articles. And Lee, he's okay too, and this other one called Graham, English voices, and Australian, Lee is an Australian voice, and actually it's interesting because some of these voices will speak a little more clear, even though like this Australian Lee, he can pronounce certain words better. Daniel pronounces words pretty darn good, okay, but this La Quinta, once I get that, I've experimented with some of their voices. I mean, I can find them online, but I can't find where to buy the things. You know, it doesn't say download this voice, you know, buy this voice here, you know, like you can do with Next Up. They have all the voices. You just hit, you know, purchase this voice, and boom, you can have it sent to you on CD, and they're very lengthy voices. There are a lot of it takes a long time for them to download. I couldn't believe it. The time involved in downloading one voice. You're talking sometimes an hour to download this voice. Why, how, I don't know, but it took a long time. But anyhow, again, I recommend high quality voices. And if I ever get around to getting those La Quinta voices, which are really nice, there's this Dave and Simon, or Simeon, and then there's Susan. Those are the three that I would like to get. So far, I've heard they use them in Europe on the telephone systems and banking systems and stuff like that, where they use Allison and Jill and stuff like over here. For instance, Amtrak uses this one called Julie. She's pretty good, but I cannot find where to buy that voice. It's probably a copyrighted voice specifically built for corporations, online systems and stuff like that. Where these other voices, like I said, they run around $30 a piece, and maybe they'll drop the prices as they become more competitive. So anyhow, that is it on this DSpeech. I hope that Demio appreciates this podcast, because I haven't found any podcasts on this particular program. I do recommend it. It's accessible for the blind and for the partially sighted, and you could do a lot with it. It's fun, it's easy to work with, and I mean, it downloaded like boom right now. You just download it into let's say download under certain you under my programs or what have you. You go in there, you right click it, a menu comes up and it says open, and you open it up, and then you can set it up as an icon on your desktop. And especially if you use JAWS, it's really cool. You just hit D, it says DSpeech, enter, and that turkey loads up in like 3 or 4 seconds. And again, it's a standalone program, does not get involved and intertie all these other files up in your registry or anything like that. That's one thing I like about it. If you wanted to get rid of it, boom, you can just wipe it out right now. And I think he's got possibly an upgrade to it. I'm not sure. I haven't really checked on that part of it yet. So anyhow, this is Michael at TikTok.net, www.TikTok.net. That's my one site. And you can also catch me at my art site, which is OutOfSightCreations.net. That's OutOfSight, S-I-G-H-T, Creations.net. I'm also a painter and a sculptor. And on there, I put some audio files for artists, blind artists, or people who are partially sighted to click on, and you could listen to the audio file of how blind artists go about creating, and how they have developed their perspectives on life and on art, and how they go about creating, how each one's different. And now there's some pretty interesting files there, and I'll be, and there's also some stories about for that I put on there for about blind people, plays that I've written. And you can contact me through my email at tickpub@juno.com, and that's TICKPUB at juno.com. Storynet, storynet at juno.com. And the Storynet will get you, if you want to send in your email address, and I'll sign you up for subscriber list to receive our TikTok stories. And that's really about it. I appreciate anyone that can gain something from this. And if you want to contact me, I'd appreciate some feedback on this. And it is Saturday. The month is March, I think, 21st. And the year is 2008. Have a great life, and hope you can really gain something from this podcast. Thank you much.